Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, fam? This is V the Preacher. Welcome to Straight No Chaser. Brought to you by Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Been a minute since we came out with this particular broadcast, and just wanted to holler at you. you doing out there in this crazy mixed up world? And that is where its destruction is unfolding right in front of our eyes. And definitely, we are not in Kansas anymore, as they used to say. So many things have transpired for this particular generation. For those of you who are living, had a chance to see a whole lot. Many of you might remember back in the days with this show, we kind of want to deal with our people only, our community only, but we've seen so much happen with our community that it's far-reaching into the full diaspora of the world, to where as we are awakening to who we really are, focus is all on us right now. And don't think this is not by design. It's definitely by design. It's definitely all by design. But tonight, I'm not going to get into too many different things. If you want to call in, it's 213-769-0910. You're welcome to call in and comment on whatever it is you'd like to comment on. Tonight, we just want to talk about a few things. Probably won't be on the air long, but I think it's of major concern. We are in dire straits as it pertains to these pandemics and what's taking place. This is a show where we get straight down to the hardcore facts and truth. So I just want to share some information with you. We know information is power, and that the media we can no longer rely on, because the media is a tool for sorcery, witchcraft, manipulation, control, extortion, MK Ultra mind programming, and the destruction of our people. And so only about, I'd say, 2% of what you see in media can be trusted. The other 98% was meant. It's all about predictive programming. So many shows we've done in the past about MK Ultra, predictive programming, just the overall mind control. Different things FBI and CIA have done over the years to destroy groups, to create hate groups, to cause race wars, to destroy societies and communities through drugs, psyops, using the music industry and the entertainment industry as a whole to manipulate the masses, using the homosexual agenda to destroy the structure of the family, which was designed to create more people and more of a foundation. So it's an interesting time, because there's a side of me that is saying, bring it on, because we get to see the unfolding of Bible prophecy, and it's convincing and confirming that the Most High is real, and that what's written in these scrolls that have been some of these scrolls have been around for over 4,000 years, 6,000 years, and that what's depicted in these scrolls that have been compiled, we call a Bible. And I say that because the Bible is being looked at as a religious artifact, but it's merely a compilation of scrolls that depict the sojourn of a people, and it's a history book of a people that are lost, without their heritage, and have become a mockery. And, you know, I hate that. Even when I first began doing this show some 5 years ago, things have gotten so much worse, to where even the hip-hop industry, sports industry, everyone is gender-confused, playing every side of the field they can possibly get their hands on. So it's just ridiculous. But tonight, first and foremost, I want to deal with this measles epidemic, and then we can talk about some of these other things. But before I get into the measles epidemic, I do want to comment on the fact that I think it's pretty gangster that your president, not mine, Obama, brought out that, how dare you get mad at Islam, killing, doing bloodshed. He said, how can you forget about the Christians? I'm paraphrasing. And their inquisitions and the Spanish Inquisition, everything they did in the 1200s, 1300s, in the name of Christianity, and with Constantine to force people to serve a false god and a white Christ. I'm still in shock that that came out of his mouth because he's caused major confusion. They don't even know how to react or respond to those comments. I at first didn't know what to say, but I'm kind of delighted by it now because it's truth. It's truth. He's telling the truth. He's telling the truth that this whole land mass was built in blood. The blood of the slaves, the Hebrews. And furthermore, I'm sorry, I was a little bit distracted for a second. I don't know that Christianity and the Spaniards, conquerors, Amerigo Vespucci, and many others that came here in the name of the Queen to try and conquer these land masses and find the lost tribes, a lot of these things were done intentionally to destroy people, as I must remind you. But now we're so comfortable with Christianity and its results and what they have in the Daughter of Babylon that no one wants to really study or know the history, that this whole world was birthed upon the destruction, death, murder, killing, and blood of other people who were doing just right. So we'll get into that some more too. Let's got some information that I'd like to share with you as it pertains to this so-called MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella. And we pretty much are starting to find out that the industry is exploiting this whole Disneyland measles outbreak. The whole vaccine clinical trial results were faked, and that these pharmaceutical industries are behind this. When you talk about people like Merck, and what they're not telling the people, because we have an outbreak here in this local region where I live on public transportation and the subways in an outbreak. The majority of the people that are breaking out with measles are those that are being vaccinated, because the sickness and disease is within the vaccinations, not just the MMR, the sickness being in the vaccination, also the tissue of aborted fetus cells and a bunch of other junk you wouldn't even begin to think about putting in your body. The company named Merck knowingly falsified its mumps vaccine test data, spiked blood samples with animal antibodies, sold a vaccine that actually promoted mumps and measles outbreaks, and ripped off governments and consumers who bought the vaccines, thinking it was 95% effective. And once again, they're trying to impute this upon the population once. And then if you notice with every story, you've got somebody saying, if more people got vaccinated, we wouldn't have to deal with this or go through this. So Merck used the falsified results to swindle the U.S. government out of hundreds of millions of dollars for a vaccine that does not provide immunization whatsoever. Merck's vaccine fraud has actually contributed to the continuation of mumps throughout America, causing more children to be infected. So yes, the vaccine does spread the disease, not the fact that people aren't getting the shots. So there's a few other things I want to share with you too. Got tons of information here. Now, while the mainstream media is busy making a mockery of itself with runaway hysteria, a witch hunt, hate speech against parents who choose not to poison their children with toxic vaccines, the real story on the measles outbreak remains entirely unreported in any mainstream media outlet. What story is that? The true story about how pharmaceutical companies' own vaccine scientists blew the whistle on the whole vaccine research fraud taking place over a decade ago, warning that vaccines approved by the FDA was based on falsified results. Senior management of the world's top vaccine producer was actively engaged in the fraud, according to the whistleblowers, even going so far as to test the vaccine against contrived laboratory strains of infectious viruses rather than testing them against circulating in the real world. This created an MMR vaccine with results that could be faked to appear effective while actually conferring almost no real-world protection at all, thereby ensuring an eventual outbreak that the media would seize upon to call for more vaccines. I think it's interesting that they have taken your mind completely off of Ebola, and now they've got you focused on the measles. But the ultimate goal, brothers and sisters, is to get you vaccinated through fear. Because what we're going to get into is that there's so much more inside the vaccinations that you are not aware of. This is an age of technology. And now they have been able to come up with another way to implant you with all of their microchips, technology, nano dust, nano robots that can destroy you and actually chip you without you knowing because you went and asked for it, begged for it through fear. So I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to give you some information on that. CDC lies, measles outbreaks confirmed among children already vaccinated. Infant develops measles-like rash weeks after receiving measles vaccine. Measles outbreak likely caused by vaccinated children. Science shows doctors have stopped seeing patients who refuse vaccination. So this is what you're going to start to go through now, that the doctors and hospitals are going to start to refuse to treat you or even see you if they find out you're not getting vaccinated. Every time I've gone to the doctor, they've tried to get me to take a shot because they're paid by the pharmaceutical company to get people to take these shots. These people are looking to push us into transhumanism, poison us, indoctrinate us. And the sad thing is that we're going to get into the fact that it's been said that by the year 2025, half of all of our children will be autistic because of these vaccinations. That means one out of every two children will be sitting around here, walking around, just gone, out of control, staring at the walls, not having control of their full faculties because of all of the drugs that have been pushed into their body and their system. Through vaccinations, through parents forcing vaccinations upon their children and ignoring the information. Listen to this. The total underwriting of Obamacare by major pharmaceutical and vaccine companies. Here it is, the Obamacare. That pretty soon, you've already had Shell Oil take away the health benefits of all their employees. Why? They're going to force them into Obamacare, where deeply written into the laws of the Obamacare, you must have a two-way frequency radio. But don't think that means you've got a walkie-talkie on your side hip where they can contact you. No, these devices are going to be implanted. There are people that are looking forward to not having to carry cell phones or any type of information, but they want the bioengineering and the implants and to be able to have their credit cards and information and bio scans, and they want all that inside of them to be able to be smarter, to be healthy, to be whole, to run faster, quicker, live longer. See, what's being sold, and I'll read it later, is that these nanobots will have the ability to go inside your body through vaccinations. We're talking about injecting you with tiny particle, dust-sized particle robots that can be controlled outside by a doctor through a smartphone, are supposed to be able to go inside and eat up any sickness that's inside of your body. But it also means they can destroy you, eat up your heart, control you, control your brain, your mind, and your emotions. This is what most people, they only see the benefits. So listen, these companies are underwriting Obamacare, and two of the alerts related to pharmacies. This one guy said, I am a pharmacy tech working for a major drugstore chain in Texas, and I'm here to tell you they will do whatever it takes to force any and every vaccination they can on you. Even after the CDC released how inefficient the flu vaccines were, they still want the pharmacists to lie about it. During one of the in-store training tests we had to take, we were told the number of shots given last year and then pretty much commanded us to beat that by 5% this year. So they're increasing the number of shots that kids have to take. back in the 50s and 60s, we may have got these booster shots, but we probably only had anywhere from 6 to 12. Now they're getting anywhere from 28 to 30-something shots, and their systems can't handle these toxins. And you've got the antidepressants, the pain meds, everybody's in pain, and the prices are shooting up, and these medicines are nothing but witchcraft and sorcery that are actually keeping people medicated to restrain the demons that have taken over their lives, because sickness is nothing but demons. And you're letting somebody inject a demonic spirit inside of you? Well, I've covered that on a Shabbat show, so you have to go back in the archives. Medicaid is only used to cover generic drugs. Well, not so anymore. It has to be the brand name drug. So we know that that's costing the taxpayer. I've got a lot of information I'd love to play, but I'm not going to get into the videos tonight. The measles vaccine kills more people than the disease. And so we've got some information on that. I think this is crazy Alex Jones talking about it.
A national television survey finds that 83% of American adults are at least somewhat concerned that children who do not receive vaccinations will cause health problems for other children. The title is Americans Insist, No Vaccine, No School. That's right. They want to go after anybody who doesn't go with the status quo. If you're somebody that speaks out, if you're a sheep that herd strays from the flock, you must be beaten down.
Exactly. So they'll try to take it out on you where they will not allow your children to go to school. And that's what we're getting into. You can find that on the Alex Jones channel. I don't champion him, but it's some interesting information. Let's see. Where did we leave off? Aborted babies use vaccinations. For over 50 years, pharmaceutical companies in this country have been producing vaccines derived from tissues of aborted babies, a fact that was brought to light when several prominent religious newspapers published articles on the morality of vaccines. So they're actually using these aborted babies, and you'll find out that they're asking mothers to take these shots to bring to cause the fetuses to get the measles, and then after they know for sure that during the gestation period that 3-month old child has the measles, they ask the mother to abort it, so in the name of science, so they can do what they have to do. Doctors advised exposed pregnant women to abort their children. And that's how these virus strains were developed, R8273, which is rubella, and the abortus. There were actually 26 abortions prior to finding the right species with the active virus. The vaccine was then cultivated on the lung tissue of yet another aborted infant known as WI38. This is somebody's aborted fetus that they named WI38 and used him for science. A second human cell line, MRC5, is derived from an aborted male at 14 weeks gestation in the 1970s. They were used to cultivate the weakened virus strains. Aborted fetus cells. This ought to be making you sick. So it's MMR2 rubella virus, which is from Merck, which is measles, mumps, rubella virus vaccine live. So we see that they're putting the actual disease, and they're getting it from the aborted fetus cells of fetuses that actually contracted these viruses of measles. So let's see, there's more. Also, we have vaccines containing GM products, which means GMO products, genetically modified products. It contains a genetically engineered human protein that they've created called recombinant or recombinant human albumin that most parents are unaware is being injected into their babies. So it's a genetically engineered human protein that they created in a lab. You know, it's really scary when you start to think about these processed foods that we're eating. And these fast foods and these packaged foods, we have no idea what we're putting in our mouth. Because as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. And what they were doing in the days of Noah, they were splicing animals' genes and DNA, and man's seed was corrupted. And so we've got the same thing going on from you eating a bag of Doritos and drinking a Pepsi. You have no idea that they've flavored it and sweetened it with aborted fetus cells and genetically modified things that they've infused into those drinks and sodas. Stay away from fast food and sodas. You don't need that kind of stuff. Do as much as you can to eat off the earth and to eat organic or whole foods. The other thing is they're warning people to be careful about blood transfusions because the recipient of the blood transfusion is always at greater risk of developing infection or recurrence of the very disease that they are treated with. In fact, there is up to 4 to 5 times the recurrence rate of cancer after blood transfusions. Also, there's a much higher recurrence of an infection that otherwise would not occur if the blood transfusion had not taken place. Be careful of blood transfusions and, if possible, look for other alternatives. There's a lot of things that people aren't aware of what they're doing when they're having blood transfusions. You are mixing and blending DNA in various chromosomes. And when you have the blood transfusion of a man and a woman and you're putting that in a person, that is not the way the Most High intended for things to be. And it's causing major sicknesses and mix-up. We want to wonder what is wrong with people today. Some of these things I'm telling you right now, with the things they're injecting in their bodies in the name of health, depending on doctors and hospitals and science, if you want to stay healthy, stay out of the hospital. Now, what are the long-term implications of receiving other people's DNA or receiving chromosomes from the opposite sex after a blood transfusion? Well, there's a film that explores the history of blood transfusions and the greatest obstacle facing global health care. It's AsiaGeographic.com. You can go there, and they'll let you see what some of the results are. Blood fusion can cause complications. That's another video you'll find on YouTube and another video called Andrew's Story. Blood transfusions are not the way. What we're getting into is transhumanism, vaccinations, DNA corrupting the seed of mankind. There's actually cloning been going on since the late 1800s. It is definitely a fact. It is not a science fiction movie. Corrupting the seed. You need to read the book of Enoch and not let people tell you that's an extra biblical text. Stay away from it. Anytime anybody tries to use fear to keep you from being informed, immediately the light should go on in your head, question mark. So here's what we understand. Aborted fetal cell lines, genetically modified human albumin and DNA derived from other unknown sources are all being used to develop many of the vaccines being injected into society's most fragile and sensitive members today, the babies. So that's why the autism rates are so high and cancer rates increase. There's so much talk about autism now, and people want to wonder why. And it's from the vaccinations on top of the vaccinations. There's a lot of these kids that we're dealing with now that can't retain information or stay focused, and we're just constantly putting drugs inside of them. Oh, Father, help us. Let's see. Some more information I want to bring to you, but I tell you what, we'll come right back after this. Yeah.
mold your mind. They wanna control mankind. Seems like their only intention is to exploit the earth. Hey. And you trust in their deceit. Your mind causes your defeat. And so you become an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a play in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize. They practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. I take slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive.
All right, Shalom, welcome back to the Preacher for sharing some information. We're just dealing with this fake measles outbreak information. And right now, we left off with the fact that the autism rates are skyrocketing because of the introduction of stem cells, genetically modified human cells being put into the vaccinations, on top of various metals and chemicals and ethylene and so many things right now. The list kind of escapes me, but the most important thing is that they saw a rise in autism the moment they started to introduce human DNA to the MMR vaccines, which they're trying to push on the people, and that started in 1995. And I tell you, that alarm is that statistic is alarming about the fact that by 2025, one out of every two children will be autistic. So, let's take a look at some of these medicines that even the FDA is concerned about. Vaccines developed from aborted fetal tissues are ProQuad, which is MMR, plus chickenpox, which is made by Merck, Pentacell, which is for polio, plus DTaP, HIV. I remember when they tried to get to push the DTaP on kids, whooping cough, and said you can't go to school. But in the name of religion, we were saying that, look, my kid doesn't have to take this against our religion, but they're coming up with laws and policies to keep you from being able to utilize that and use that. They want all of these kids vaccinated. These kids will carry this disease, and this is how your concentration camps are going to be utilized, and martial law will come into play. Nevertheless, you will have walking zombies with the stuff that they're putting in these people, because autism is nothing but another form of walking zombiness, if you want to say, but introduce that to something else that they know is even more destructive, as we saw when we saw the people that were attacking people in the nude and trying to bite their flesh and eat on them, and going after live blood. See, there's another aspect of this, but I'm getting ahead of myself. There's one called Twinrix, which is for hepatitis A and B. It's a combo, and that's made by Glaxo. And there's Zostavax, which is for shingles, which is made by Merck. All of these have vaccines that have aborted fetus tissues inside of it, dead babies that were taken from women, premature. Have mercy on us, Father. Cleanse us. Other vaccines also prepared using human cell lines from aborted tissues. There's Facta, Havrix, MRC5, so the adenovirus vaccine. Listen, people, there is no sickness that you need to run from. What it is the vaccines you need to run from. And I'm letting you know why now, because of what's in it. Chicken embryo cells, fetal bovine serum, human albumin, which is a false human DNA, hydrolyzed gelatin, sodium chloride, sorbitol, sodium phosphate, and sucrose, and neomycin, which is like something that was some buffer for media ingredients, neomycin. Let's see if I can get some information on neomycin, because I believe it was used, it's typically used as a topical preparation such as Neosporin. It is not given intravenously. Neomycin is extremely nephrotoxic. It causes kidney damage. So they put this in you and it destroys your kidneys. Let's go down. More controversial products used to make vaccines: African green monkey viral cells, aluminum cow products, cocker spaniel cells, formaldehyde, human fetal lung tissue cells, insect products, and mouse brains. So you can contact me if you want more of this information. I'll get it out to you, because it's not my information to be saying that it's mine. I've heard someone else and got this information from talking to people and seeing it, because I want to be informed. Vaccines and ingredients of the adenovirus, anthrax, DTaP, Hep C. We went into all this. For over three decades, doctors have been trying to sound the alarm that this is going to cause autism, and they're trying to hide it. It's shocking to know that by 2025, in just 10 years, one out of every two children will be autistic. And there's a doctor that mentioned that it's similar to glyphosate toxicity. And that's the same toxicity you would get if somebody sprayed some Roundup crop poisoning stuff and just directly into your system. You could imagine what that would do to you. Entire body would shut down. Roundup comes from a GMO crop seed. So doctors have said that children with autism have biomarkers indicative of excessive glyphosate, including zinc, iron deficiency, low serum sulfate, seizures, and mitochondrial disorder. Oh, boy. Glyphosate's use. It is used on corn and soy, and all soft drinks and candies sweetened with corn syrup, and all chips and cereals that contain soy fillers have small amounts of glyphosate in them, as do our beef and poultry. Chicken are fed GMO corn or soil. Wheat is often sprayed with Roundup just prior to being harvested, which means that all non-organic bread and wheat products would also have glyphosate toxicity. Now, it may not be a lot in these products, but the cumulative effect, especially with as much processed food as Americans eat, could be devastating. People are telling you, what can you do? Just pray over it, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, to whom much is given, much is required. And if you have the ability to change your diet, then you should do so for the Most High's glory so that he can use you. They're trying to cover up the fact that the autism, many kids are getting these shots and just dropping dead, are instantly going autistic. And exposure to pesticides, vinyl floors can emit even more chemicals and, you know, lead poisoning. That just, there's a synergistic effect with all these things when they come into contact with each other. Children whose mothers smoke, that would be your cigarettes and your weed. So research now acknowledges that environmental contaminants such as PCBs, PBDEs, and mercury can alter brain neuron functioning even before a child is born. So we dealt with the glyphosate. Now it's time to get past the chemicals. The flu shot hoax was finally admitted. There's no controlled trials demonstrating a decrease in influenza through the shots. Let's see. This is the big one I wanted to share with you. Vaccines, injectable nanorobots, and the mark of the beast. Professor Ido Bachelet announces 2015 human trial of DNA nanobots to fight cancer and soon to repair spinal cords. He indicates DNA nanobots can currently identify cells in humans with 12 different types of cancer or tumors. A human patient with late-stage leukemia will be given DNA nanobot treatment. Without the DNA nanobot treatment, the patient would be expected to die in the summer of 2015. Based upon animal trials, they expect to remove the cancer within 1 month. So now they're going to sell you the miracle cancer cure to put a bunch of dust-sized robots inside and let them eat the cancer up. This is working in tissue cultures previously. So the DNA nanobots have been tuned to not cause an immune response. They have been adjusted for different clinical procedures. Procedures can be quick or ones that last many days. Now they're going to infuse the nanobots with everything else I just read. Here's the funny thing. These nanobots can seek and kill cancer cells, mimic social insect behaviors, carry out logical operators like a computer in a living animal, and they can be controlled from an Xbox. Incredible. NextBigFuture.com. You can find this on YouTube as well. And type in NextBigFuture.com. And these are medical conferences and seminars that they're having all over the world. Human trials this year. Injecting people with nanobots. The goal is the injection of the nanorobots to change the DNA of the human being, making the person transhuman. Because they are made from DNA, they can bypass the immune system, controlling the molecules and reprogramming them and replicating the changes throughout the body. Man, once again, trying to play the Most High. You want to do your study on transhumanism, vaccinations, DNA, and corrupting the seed of mankind. The flu epidemic, all of this, there's a method, there's a madness, there's an end game, and hopefully you have enough discernment through the working of the Most High and keeping His commandments to see where this could potentially be going. There's a war on so many fronts, as Iran is preparing for nuclear attacks, America's getting involved in the affairs of Ukraine to piss off Russia. Fake Jewish Israel is being discovered, and the covers are being pulled off of them. Everyone's focusing on the fact that Black Lives Matter, and why do they matter so much, and who are these people, when everyone over in the third world already knows who we are and who the scattered diaspora are. Things are transitioning right before our eyes, and we don't even really understand it, that this is no longer just a joke. It's not just conspiracy theory. I always told you, I'm an agenda analyst, and the agenda is unfolding right before your very eyes. The ones who are blind are the ones who are allowing themselves to be indoctrinated, corrupted through manipulation, mind programming, and hypnotism, which comes pretty much through your music, your television, and your movies, your jobs, and everything else. So there is no measles fear or anything like that going on. What they're trying to do is prepare you for total mind control, transhumanism, autism, zombieism. There's a number of things that these people are trying to prepare us for. Most of all, for the destruction of people, because they don't want us to come. They don't want these prophecies to come into fruition of the rise of a great nation, race of people. So, no weapon formed against us can prosper. That's what we need to understand and know. Our people are playing into ignorance because of their lust and desire for fame, fortune, attention. Because I can understand you're tired, but you're not going to have a habitation of justice. Your juxtaposition has to change. One song I really like right now is John Legend and Common. They make it clear that when the glory comes, it's not going to happen until the glory comes, but that glory is the return of the Son of Man, the Yeshua HaMashiach. And the Most High made it clear that He is our habitation of justice. You can march all you want. All the Selma marches, you see, we marched then, we're marching now, and you're not going to get nowhere. You are a hated and despised people for a reason, because this is about nations, races, and the one and only true Most High. There's someone down here who is sinister, who hates a particular group of people, and the Georgia Guidestones made it clear that they want this earth to inhabit only 500 million people, when right now this is close to 7, 8 billion people in the earth. They feel it's overpopulated. We're dropping like flies. But the just shall live by faith, and the meek shall inherit the earth. Listen, I'm Vita Preacher. I'm getting ready to sign out. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply cause we wear our hair long.